This morning, we are happy to welcome Bill Gronsat, the superintendent of schools, as our guest for our monthly League of Women Voters feature. Hey, Bill, it is so good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so nice to be here again.
It is. It'd be a little better if you were here in the studio. We could have a cup of coffee, but it's good to have you on the phone. The school district is making its annual report for the community tonight at Denfeld, and this Thursday the 19th. No insult intended, reading dry statistics. This, we've got music. We've got the national anthem. There are light refreshments. There are displays. There are booths. So when did the presentation of a report, of a, you know, a dry statistical filled report become so much fun?
Well, you know, it's really about the students, and it's about celebrating everything that they've accomplished and that we've been working on as a school district over the past year. And without, what better way than to bring in the kids and let them show their talents and their skills and their excitement about what's going on. So we have three different music groups. We have the culinary arts students prepared the refreshments. All the schools will have displays about what's going on in their buildings, and different organizations throughout the Duluth schools and really across the community will be there to not only celebrate what's been going on, but really to make a call to action to the whole community about improving our results as an educational institution.
I see, as I'm looking at kind of the outline, the agenda for the event tomorrow night, I see it 6:30 to 7 p.m. National Anthem, presented by Denfeld Little Mob, and then underneath it says 2015 Annual Report Overview. So I'm wondering if they're going to be playing the national anthem softly in the background while you read it in a stirring way over the music.
Well, you know, that might be a great idea for next year, but the two events are separate. So they'll be singing the national anthem, and then our overview this year is actually in video form. And we have several people from the district who will be presenting information in the video form. And there is music in the video, so it's not just a suit talking, as you say.
Well, seriously, without trying to scoop everything for tomorrow, can you hit a couple of the high points in the review that you're going to want to make sure that people take away with them when they leave?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to know that overall in reading, math, and science, we have improved. And there's celebrations in there that we are very proud of, having to do with our curriculum. We've added immersion Ojibwe this year. We opened an online high school. Next year, we're opening Spanish immersion. We're adding aerospace physics course. We have a fab lab course. We added more physical activity at the elementary. And we've continued our investments that we planned with the levy of reducing class size and improving curriculum and improving instruction. So we have a lot to be excited about.
If folks come, and of course many folks are going to come who've got kids in school, that only makes sense. But one of the challenges, one of the constant challenges with a school district is somehow communicating with people who don't have kids in school and making what the schools and the school district is doing relevant to them. What are you hoping to do for them, in addition, of course, to the great refreshments and the music, to encourage them to come to the event and find out what's going on? What would be your pitch to them?
Well, you know, we also provide a lot of materials that people can bring home and look at. One of them is a copy of the full report, which really goes through the revenues and the expenditures for the school district. It goes through all of the data, and it has a lot of easy-to-read graphs and little info bites that are a little more easy to understand. So if someone is looking to learn more about the district, maybe learn more about the finances, how finances work in the state of Minnesota, and some of the different celebrations, And also the challenges that lie ahead of us as a community and as a school district. They'll be able to get some really good information.
Well, Bill, it's really exciting what you're doing, and I hope that other people are as excited about this effort at transparency to instead of trying to kind of obscure what the district is going on behind jargon the way it seems to be so easy to do. The idea is transparency. We want to let people know what's going on.
That's right.
Well, it is going to be a wonderful event, and we will get a link set up on our website. It's free. It's open to the public, but obviously the culinary arts students need to know how many snacks to make. So
exactly.
you do need to RSVP, and we'll get that link set up on our website so folks will it'll be easy for folks to click and be there or be square.
Great. And if people can't make the event, then I really hope that we have a great turnout tomorrow for the event. All of the information will also be on our website, so www.isd709.org.
All right. Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to talk with you.
You too, Lisa.
Our Duluth Superintendent of Schools, Bill Grunseth, our guest this morning on our monthly League of Women Voters feature right here on Northland Morning.